You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. I'm Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us. Today, I hope to be able to inject some fun into your day, instead of Lysol. This was not a political statement, but one of common sense. I mean, even at 13, I know that Lysol, although I do believe it's kind of like liquid gold in the current state of supplies, only second to toilet paper, which is basically like the platinum level of quarantine supplies, is not something that we should ever inject. Yes, Lysol and antibacterial cleaner, when injected, would absolutely kill the coronavirus. If you mean that would also kill the person who has coronavirus as well. I digress. We've had such a fun week so far on both the Broadway Podcast Network and theearlynightshow.com, where you can now stream full episodes! Woo! Whether you watch our videos online or listen to our podcasts, we love five-star reviews and positive comments. Thank you all so much for helping to make our show a success. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. To start today's show, I decided to sing a certain song that makes me happy and reminds me to believe in myself. I know it's so hard to be quarantined and be home all the time, but it's so important for all of us to stay positive, stay home, and shine like the most amazing fireworks, even if no one can see it. Well, that is, unless you post it on social media. Here's my take on firework.
Thank you.
fireworks, I think of Disney and the spectacular fireworks shows that they have at the parks, which I also memorize and know each one by heart. Don't ask how. One thing about me is that in addition to loving Broadway, I love Disney. If you didn't already get that yet. We have a couple of great Disney songs on our show today, so please make sure to stick around. Our first guest is Sydney Chan. Sydney and I toured the U.S. for two holiday seasons on the Broadway National Tour of Christmas Story, the musical. If you've never been on tour, you basically take a bus or flight to a different city every few days or week. Eat things like Iron Grilled Cheese, where you take bread and cheese and put them in aluminum foil, then you use your iron to heat it up. Sometimes you have to improvise when you don't have anything to cook with. Sydney's mom, on the other hand, would make gourmet meals, like homemade salsa in their hotel room. They must have loved tour, because Sydney ended up going on tour for another year with the Broadway National Tour of The King and I. Let me get Sydney Chan on here. Hi, Sydney!
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good as well. How's everything going in New Jersey? What's it like there with COVID-19?
Things are okay. You know, they're like a little weird with people going crazy about shopping and trying to find toilet paper and stuff.
Toilet paper crisis.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But the funny thing is people are like going outside a lot more, like not like seeing each other, but just like being like standing in their yards or going for walks. And I can sometimes people go to walks together and they have to be, you know, 6 feet apart. So they have to kind of like yell at each other while talking. And I can hear them across the street. So while I'm doing like whatever in my room, I'll just hear random people talking. And at first I was really confused, but then I looked outside and I realized people were just taking walks.
You're doing school online now, right?
Yes, we have this thing called online learning. And basically, my teachers use Google Classroom, so they just like post. Some teachers like to just give me worksheets to do for like the day, or they'll send me videos, or a few of my teachers use Zoom to teach lessons or Google Hangout.
Have you been working on like any projects at home?
Actually, yeah. I know like a few other people have been doing this, but we're making masks out of like fabrics we just have.
But has anything else that's positive come out of being quarantined?
Well, I know, like, I think I've been, like, doing a lot of stuff that I didn't get time to do before. So, because we have, like, so much free time, I've been, like, you know, working on songs, like, training, doing some dance and acting. And then I get to, like, spend more time with my family. You know, we get, like, movie nights every week. And I think that's pretty cool. And, like, especially because people are like trying to help each other a lot more. Like restaurants are trying to find ways to get meals to families that can't really get food. And I don't know, just like, because other people are also trying to make masks. So it's just like showing the love, you know, helping people a lot more.
That's amazing. I'm so happy about what you're doing for the community and what you're doing in your free time, because now we all get to focus on perfecting our skill sets so that when we're out of quarantine, it's audition day! but speaking of singing, and where are you going to sing today for us?
I will be singing How Far I'll Go from Disney's Moana.
Oh, I love that song. What made you sing that song today?
Well, I think, especially now, like, I want to go outside and do what makes me happy and, like, you know, singing and stuff and hanging with my friends, but I know, like, I shouldn't. And it kind of relates to, like, this song, how Moana's, like, she wants to go far out and follow her dreams, but she feels like she shouldn't because she has to stay at home. But it gives me hope because, you know, in the end, she does go out and, you know, she does what makes her happy. And I know, like, at the end of quarantine, we'll get through this.
And we'll be able to go outside.
Yeah, we'll go and hang out.
Yeah, and currently the farthest I can go is about right over there.
Yep. I feel you.
That's pretty much it, but I love those. I love that song. Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, do it.
Here we go.
Sydney. You can follow Sydney on Instagram at the Sydney Chan. I love that song and can't wait until it's safe to go back to the beaches and travel once again. I really miss Disney Vero Beach. Anyway, my next guest is Emily Hoder, and she was traveling quite a bit as she toured the U.S. as Little Cosette in one of my favorite musicals, Les Mis. Let's welcome Emily to the Early Night Show.
Hey, Emily!
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. How's the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, obviously not getting to see my friends and family, and I was really sad to leave tour, but I'm excited to go back.
Well, hopefully you'll be back on tour as soon as possible.
Yes.
I'm really sorry about what happened with tour, but is there anything positive that has come out for being home for you?
Yes, actually. I really love getting to spend more time with my family. We got to know each other more. And I also got to learn a lot of really great songs.
Oh, speaking of songs, what song will you be singing today for us and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Part of Your World from Little Mermaid. And I chose the song because I feel like this is what reminds me of what is going on right now. You know, we all just want to be part of the world.
I love that song. And that's an amazing message because everyone really does want to be a part of the world because now they're stuck inside social distancing. Yeah. I also love Alan Menken stuff. Actually, right over here, I have a Little Mermaid picture.
That's so funny.
Well, I'm ready for you to be a part of the Early Night Show virtual series world. Let's get started.
All right, let's go.
was wonderful, Emily. I can't wait for everything to be unpaused, and hopefully I'll be able to see you as Little Cosette soon. You can follow her on Instagram at EmilyJewel7. For my next guest, I would love to welcome a South Florida high school student who put together a really amazing virtual collaboration of A Million Dreams, and they asked me to play piano and sing a little on it. I'd love for you to meet her. Let's welcome Amanda Kopelman.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fun fact, Amanda and I actually went to the same traditional school back when I was still living in Florida, so that's how we know each other. What grade are you in right now?
I'm currently in 11th grade, so I'll be a senior next year in high school.
Right now, Amanda, she got a bunch of kids to sing A Million Dreams from and put it all together. It's so cool. What made you pick A Million Dreams as a song?
So this song was dedicated to the class of 2020 because currently their graduations are canceled and their prom is canceled, and it's really sad for them. So I wanted to pick a song that we could dedicate to them, and A Million Dreams was perfect for that because it includes a lot of instruments that a lot of my friends know how to play, a lot of singing, and it really goes to show all the dreams and hopes that the seniors will have in the future and will achieve.
Beautifully put. How did you go about selecting kids to be in it?
So I've actually been involved in music for a while now. I started playing the violin in third grade, and I've been singing for a really long time. So I know a lot of people. I'm in Florida Youth Orchestra, so I had a few of my friends from there play their instruments.
That's so
at the Broward Center. At the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, I know a lot of kids there who are in shows there who were willing to sing. And of course, Josh, who was willing to sing and play the piano, and some kids from our school.
Thanks. How long did it take you to like edit the entire thing?
So it was a long process. So I started editing all of the videos that all the kids sent me, and I converted them to audio files. So I had to make all the audio and mix that. So that took about a week to do. And then the video, I actually sat down for 2 days straight and just edited the video because it was really interesting for me and really fun to see the whole thing come together.
What? That's incredible. You worked so hard in that video, and I heard the final thing, and your hard work definitely paid off. It's one of the best sounding things I've heard. Where are people able to watch the video besides here?
So you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Amanda Kopelman, or you can go to bit.ly/dearclassof2020 for the direct link to the video.
How many instruments do you play?
I play the violin, piano, and I sing a little bit as well.
A little bit? Not a little bit. You are a great singer.
Thank you.
What you've made is such a special video, and I really can't wait for our listeners to watch or listen to it. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. I don't care, so call me crazy.
A million dreams. can say, they can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire.
For that really, really special song in honor of the class of 2020. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to my wonderfully talented guests, Sydney Chan, Emily Hoder, and Amanda Copeland. Thank you so much for watching. Spread the word and check out our podcasts each week. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled or postponed and you want a chance to sing on our show, send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We really want to show your talents off to the world in our new segment, On With The Show. Let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.